Welcome to Dafyomi Yerushalmi. Shir is sponsored for the schus of the return of all the hostages and for the end of the war in Eretz Israel. We're only in Shabbos Dapei Daled in the Oiz V'Hodor edition, the 12th perek in the middle of Halacha Aleph. We're starting six lines from the top of the Amud. Tani Rav Simoy Yoimer, Rav Simoy says, Hamarkiv Eker Nagula Chayov Kerem Shuto Potter. Kerem Nagula Kerem Shuto is a type of clay zimmer of instruments used for music, and you connect to these horns, you connect some flutes. Now the round one is connected very strongly. In the straight one, the connection is not so strong. So therefore, someone who puts together assembles a keren agulo, so he's chayof, either because of boine, or because makeh bapatish, is building or finishing an item. Kerem shuto, we talk about the straight horn, so that connection is a little loose, and therefore he's potter. Rav Lozov Abshuvin Oymer can name in Noire Chayav Kaneshel Sayodim Potter. Connecting the branches of a menorah of candelabro, that is Chayav. But if he's doing Shel Sayodim, Rav Chaim brings an end of the Amud that maybe the gears are based on the Bavli means Sayodim. So either we talk about Sayodim, which means hunters, or Sayodim means painters. So that is Potter. Why? As the Gemara explains, why is it chayav? That's because it's a binyan, because he's building over here menor. Why is he potter over there? Because he goes the way they put together, assemble this kone, the stick of tzayadim or sayadim, is you, what do you have? You add to it from below it. So there's one kone, then you connect another thing below that to make it longer, and then you may connect it something else to make it longer, put it below that. So you start from the top, going to the bottom. And the way binyan works is you start from the bottom, go to the top. Anything you start from the top, going to the bottom, that is not considered to be binyan. Says the Gemara, Seivun, so they asked, Hari achoyfer b'choylois, hari milamalon lamato hu v'at omar chayav. What about digging? When you dig in the sand, what do? You start from the top and you go to the bottom. So you see the boine, it doesn't matter if you start from the bottom going to the top or from the top going to the bottom. Says the Gemara, Shmuel b'Yudin, kan l'sho, kan lishois. So according to the second shot of Reb Chaim, the Gemara answers that going back to what we said before, what was the difference between menoiro and sayodim? Menoiro is done for a permanent use. You build a menoiro, you leave it that way. But sayodim is done for a temporary use and will be disassembled later. So therefore, he's not chayav mishum boine. So the one Shmuel Omar, hamalchim es atirtzin chayav mishum boine. Reb Chaim explains over here, the tirtzin means is the doors that you put on the stores. What is the stores? The stores those days, as we know in Maseches Beitza, the stores are a type of big closets. And they would open the stores, which means they would take out the doors from these closets, and then they would sell the contents of the closets. But and then when you close it, you put back the door on the closet. So it says Shmuel, someone who puts the malchim as a tirtzi, puts back together the doors of these closets, chayav mishum boine. So that's considered to be boine. The kasho says the mark, we have a problem with that. Dover shilo so b'shabes chayav chatos b'sil matir mafla hachzir. Something that in Shabbos is chayav chatos, so it would be still allowed even lachzer. What does be still allowed even lachzer? In Yom Tiv, Bichar and Bisil agree that one can open the store, can take out that door from the closet in order to have food for Yom Tiv. What about putting it back? Bichar says, you can't put it back. You don't need it anymore for Yom Tiv. And be still allowed to put it back. Because if you don't allow him to put it back, he will not take it down in the first place. Says the Gemara, if in Shabbos when you put it back is Chayav Chatos, so in Yom Tiv Bisil will say you allow to put it back just because to encourage him to take it down. Says the Gemara, Chanani Rishav Yechanon Yitiru Soifoy B'Beit Chiloso. Yes, we allow it because if not, you're not going to open it. Shemoyimat Shelo Yachzi Avur No Prisach. If you don't allow him to put it back, he will not open the store. That becomes Tzorech Ochel Nefesh. Ochel Nefesh you could do on Yom Tiv. And this is considered to be also part of Ochel Nefesh. As the Gemara explains, V'lo Yiftach, what's the big problem if he doesn't open the store? Afu Meman, Mesimchas Yom Tiv. He's not going to have Sichas Yom Tiv, he's not going to have food for Yom Tiv. So therefore, we allow the whole thing. It's all part of the Tzorech Yom Tiv that you need. So the Gemara Ma'avacho, Machzir, Bilvat, Shel Yachzir, Kol Tzokor. So Ma'avacho has another answer. He says he does put it back, but doesn't put it back completely in the original way that it's supposed to be. And we don't put it completely back, so then you're not chayav on it, midin toiro. Says the Gemara now, a side point, one sentence as a side point, the whole discussion is that there's no other opening to the closet. It's completely closed. But if there is an opening, so we didn't allow him to open another door, even though maybe it's not as convenient to use it when there's only one door open, but if he has a way to use it, we didn't allow it. So now the Gemara goes back to this idea that we said it doesn't bring it back cold tzarker, and that should solve the problem. So the Gemara says, "In the Reb Shimon, this goes like the Shita of Reb Shimon, with a pedal down on base. The Tani, it says in the Braisa, Hagoyrid, who scrapes, and when the kli is finished, you have to scrape it and make it nice. Hakidach, drills. Hakoytzes, who cuts from the tree. Kolshu, b'shabes chayev, even the smallest amount is chayev. Reb Shimon Oimer, Hagoyrid, Achi, Yigor, kol tzarker. That scraping has to be fully. It can't be only something small. Drilling is until he has to drill fully, whatever he needs. It says that it needs to be fully. If you don't do fully, you're not chayav. Similarly, when a person goes and works on the hides, he tans the hides, it needs to be cold tzarkoy. This, now we're going back to the Mishnah in Beitzo. The Mishnah in Beitzo goes like Abshimin. The Abshimin lo yavod mixes melocha kekulo. For Abon and Avdi mixes melocha kekulo. So the Mishnah in Beitzo that allows to put the door back in the closet, because you're going like a shita of Abshimin, that if you didn't do a full thing, you didn't completely put it the way it was supposed to, it's not a full melocha, that's why you'll do it in Yom Tov. Because here's the Gemara now, and goes back to our Mishnah. That we mentioned, the Abshimin Gamliel says, the amaka lakurnis, which means the platform, the piece of metal where that's where the craftsman works and he hits with his hammer. As he's hitting the kli, he also hits the surface, hits the kurnis, the tray. He hits on there to practice and to make his hitting better. So doing that alone is also a melacha. So that's the kasha of Shimon Gamliel. Ilunota liktzer v'loy kotzer hashabak lomu. So, well, let's say a person takes, he takes a chisel to cut on a tefuah grain, but he did not cut it. Will he be chayav? In other words, if he didn't actually do a melacha, even though maybe he moved his hand as a melacha, he's not chayav. So why here, when he's doing a hammer and hitting on the vessel, if he's not hitting the vessel, he's not actually doing a melacha, he's just hitting the tray below it. Why is he chayav? Says the Gemara, Omav Ado, Asad of Shurim Gamliel, Kerab Yudo. It's similar to what Rabbi Yudo said, Tatani has shavit, someone who hits or smooths a piece of weaving, which means orig, you have something that's being weaved and he needs to come and straighten it out. So a shavit is when you come and he separates the chute hashti, v'amikatket, he's straightening up the chute erev. So he's making the orig a little straighter, but he's not actually doing a melacha. Harei zechayev, p'rishu kemiyashev biyodoy. Reb Chaim says over here, Miyashvas Yodoi is lav davko, but it means he makes it ready to be weaved. In order to actually do the arig, he needs to straighten it out. So the straightening is not a malacha, but it prepares the malacha, makes the malacha better, and therefore it's considered to be part of the malacha and he's chayav on it. Says the Gemara, so if so, by us, the same thing. When a person hits on the surface, he's training himself to know how strong to hit and how to make the malacha. So it makes the malacha better. Anything that improves the malacha, any pe'ulo that improves the malacha, is part of the malacha, and one is chayavaneh, that's the shita of Shimon Gamliel that goes like a biyudo regarding an arik. Halacha be'ezug de mishtam. Hachayush koshu, someone who plows even a little bit, that's the next malacha, is chayav. Haminakish v'amikarsim v'amizarit koshu chayav. Minakish means to remove the bad leaves that are there. The mekarsim means to take away the branches that are dry. Famizar means to take even the ones that are not dry, but if it's too many leaves over here, too many branches, you cut off some of them. So even a koshu is chayof. Hamilaket etim, so it picks up wood, litakin, in order to fix, koshu. I mean, he's taking out the wood in order to make the tree better, so then he's chayof in koshu, as I just mentioned. Imle hesek is using the wood to heat up in order to cook. Kedilavasho beitzakal, to go and cook a easy egg to cook, which is a chicken egg. Hamelaket asolvim lesakin, takes a grass in order to fix the ground, kolchen. In lebeim, he wants to feed an animal, kemoloi pigdi, to fill up the mouth of a goat. So, what was the chavisha of the Mishkan? Sheyuchorshim lito simimonim. They plowed in order to take the simimonim that they need for the Mishkan, for the coloring, for the dyeing, and for the shemen ha-mishcha. Kama yachrish v'chayov. How much does he have to plow to be chayov? Ramanti omar kadeh lito kresha. The smallest amount is to plant a kresha. It's a small seed of a certain vegetable. Rabbi b'shem Rav kadeh lita zechusa shachito. To plant a wheat kernel, which is even smaller. Says in one time, recording what we said before, Zerak Yeshuim Shtaim, in order to be Chayav and Haritzah, you have to take two seeds of gourds. Zerak Diluim Shtaim, two seeds of pumpkin, also has to be two. Tani Chitim Indayah Shtaim, also wheat that comes from Madai is also two kernels. So you just mentioned the kernel of wheat, so we say for Haritzah, two is enough. What's Shat? So as the Gemara mentioned before, it's because people love wheat so much, because it's so chaviv, also so we treat it like the other seeds of a garden, that you have to have two seeds, even though, when you talk about food, it needs to be the size of kagergeris, size of a fig, but here we are more machmir because it's so chaviv. So just bring you another example when we use the wheat based on one kernel, not amount, which is a kagergeris. Now the Gemara focuses on the last part of the Mishnah that says the grass, if it's letaken, it's even koshu. And if it's for an animal, it's kemeloi pigdi. It says, Gemara, lama li letaken koshu, lama li kemeloi pigdi. Lama have to tell me this, I already know it. We just mentioned the Mishnah, that if you come in to fix the grounds, koshu. And we mentioned earlier that anything you do for the food of an animal has to be the size of the mouth of a goat. Why have to say it again? And the Gemara does not answer this question. With this we conclude, Yushami Shabbos, Dapi Dalid.